this nation has
there are
been.
Four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline
greed
in the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
I'm back. I haven't been here in several weeks.
It's been a long time since you and I've been together, Bill.
Screw the A team is here now.
Yeah, no. Well, it's the A minus
team.
And no offense.
Got to fill in. No, hey, I get it.
No offense, Troy.
But, I understand.
But actually, it's the A team. If Teddy's here, it's the A plus team.
Well, you know, I was
because
just,
we don't have a second class guy over here in Troy.
That's true.
We don't. Troy Harmon is A1.
All
right.
A
thanks,
plus.
Guys.
So
A++.
Listen, I was thinking about this.
You were, huh?
To goodness. I was thinking, I went away a couple, 3 weeks ago. I come back. We have a Boeing 777 that just poof has disappeared.
We're not talking about that.
No, no. Listen. And I swear, it's harkening back to Jimmy Carter, the Russians.
Yeah, they're going to take over the world.
What is going on in this world? I don't understand. First of all, hold on. I don't believe for women. Hold on. I don't believe for one minute. The NSA knows what I said 3 years ago. They know exactly what I said 3 years ago. They know where I was standing 3 years ago. I don't believe for 1 minute.
I left my phone at home today, so they called.
I don't believe for a minute.
Gave him the slip.
Now, maybe the Malaysian government doesn't know where that plane is. I don't believe for a minute. Now, that being said, for real, though, what? Russia did take over a whole country. At least one quarter of a country.
Have you been drinking?
No. Okay, no. Now, in all honesty, though, that's got to be more, got to have more implications for global growth than anything.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do? We're going to sell? Market?
No.
Why? Why am I going to hold stocks when Russia's expanding? China's next. They're going to take over Japan. Yeah.
Russia's economy sucks.
Yeah.
It's based on, it is a second.
So you're saying
country.
War is good for a bad economy.
No, it's an emerging market, no doubt.
It's an emerging market.
Right.
It has many controls. They've screwed themselves much. Hey, listen. You know, you got a KGB guy. I don't even want to go into that because the economic significance of
you don't want
that,
to get stuck with the little with
no,
the little
the economic significance
with the little plutonium
the
pills.
The economic significance of that to the United States is minor.
I would agree with that. Yeah,
and it is devastating to Russia. There is everybody who had a thought about putting some more money, capital money, into Russia is going. I don't think so.
Right.
It's devastating. Look what their markets have done. Look what their currency is. It's devastating for them.
Yeah, that's the only thing that you see anybody scrambling to do is put sanctions on them and then specific people within the government.
Hey, look, we got a weak fish president.
I think so.
And his thing is, we won't allow Putin to come here. So Putin's here is that John Boehner can't come to Russia.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, here's the
bottom line.
The guy marches into something else and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Here's the bottom line. If our president had any cojones, what he would say very simply is all relationships and banking between money between the United States and Russia hereby is stopped.
Yeah,
boom.
He's still tiptoeing. You're right. Tiptoeing around the top guys. He doesn't want to even mess with the inner circle.
Yeah.
He's just putting sanctions on the
So you don't think there's
the
really
end.
Any there's really no global implications for us? It's just for Russia.
I think in the short run there is because it's just proved again how weak our president is. But I think we've got 2, 3, 4 years and things will change. We're going to have somebody run for president who is going to be a Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, but a lot of damage can be done in the next 3 years.
Well, I tell you, I think midterm elections are going to show some signs of this. You're going to see the Republican Party stand up and start talking about our weak a defensive posture.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that's Yeah. Such
we'll see.
I it tend to lean that way, but welcome, I mean, you know.
Welcome to politics on Sunday.
Yes, but the reality
in
is.
In lieu of money talk.
But you laugh about that, but all this has implications for where I want to stick my money.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm trying to decide, right? I mean, I don't know.
I don't want any money in a developing market fund that has money in Russia. Bing. That's number one. Okay?
Right.
Number two is, I want to short the ruble. It's over. They're going to jibber-jabber. No one wants to go to war over this. All that sort of stuff like that. And it's just, it's really stupid. It's going to continue until, I want you to remember what happened when Reagan got elected.
I remember.
And what went on, it was like everybody, oh, crap, we got a crazy guy in there. Yeah. And you do that, and this is what we're going to do. So I'm not an expert at this. All I know is the mentality of this country because of this president is weak fish. It's not respected, et cetera, et cetera. We're still the top economic global force in the world. And even he can't screw it up in 8 years.
Working hard at it.
Well, I know that. Okay.
You're working hard at it.
God, we've blown 6 minutes on politics.
Hey. No, we've blown 6 minutes on, look, this is the reality.
Troy, as you and I were talking about the economy, industrial production was up.
Don't you wish I had just stayed away?
Yeah, I'm just wondering why you showed up.
We saw a 0.6% increase in the month of February. And
that was a plus.
Industrial production, absolutely, yeah.
Chain store sales, really a negative.
Right.
They're not doing much of anything.
Yeah, still blaming the weather on the slow chain store sales.
I read articles all over the place talking about how food costs have gone up because of the drought and everything else and stuff like that.
Right.
And yet I see the consumer price index being up 0.1.
Yeah, which is half of what they expected. 0.2 is what they were expecting. And as long as you don't have significant economic growth, you're going to see very limited inflation the way that they measure it. And that's still what we're seeing.
Housing starts.
Yep. Housing starts were actually down. The pace was 0.2% slower than January. Saw that permits increased 7.7%, and we had completions up 4.4% within that particular piece as well. And mortgage applications are still not looking too good. Declined again, second consecutive week.
We've eaten up most of the excess stuff in the marketplace.
Right.
So now what's going on is basically, we talked a little bit about this last week, is that it's new construction. It's almost really by order.
Right.
Where the growth is coming. So we won't see a lot of increase in sales of new homes. It's going to be rather slow paced.
Right.
And existing homes haven't gone crazy either.
Yeah, we got a report on that this week as well, saying it's flat from February to January. About 4.6 million annualized units is what we're looking at right now. And as you were pointing out, the supply actually increased in February just a little bit from 4.9 to 5.2.
I don't know where they got
months.
That.
It's hard to say. As sales slow, I think that number will increase anyway, not just because of the – I mean, it lowers the average demand.
You know, sometimes we get involved with where we live.
Right.
So, I sort of look around the area. We're involved a bit in real estate,
right.
Investing
right.
And stuff like that. But, I don't see any of these subdivisions where they're building 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 homes going on
right.
Anywhere. I see smaller type fill-ins, existing places coming back and doing stuff like that.
Right.
But not a lot of spec building.
Yeah,
see any?
And then the special orders, as you were saying, you have to basically find yourself a builder that will build what you want. And that's a lot of the construction you're seeing. We had some pretty big news out of the Fed this week. We had the first showing of Janet Yellen, our new Fed president, Fed chief.
She says she's cutting 10 $10 billion or whatever it was.
Yes, staying with the taper. Yep.
Everything that's going on.
Yep. She did. I think this was a little bit of a change. Said that she was going to half it between treasuries and mortgage securities. So I think last time it was fewer mortgages, more treasuries. But basically, the only real news was that she's going to drop that 6.5% unemployment rate target and the 2.5% inflation rate target. So I guess it's going to be a more dynamic number. It'll be floating, so
right. They'll
get...
Result, interest rates jumped.
Yep, we did see interest rates bounce up.
Not tremendously.
No.
You know, not tremendously across the board, but everything was up except for jumbo mortgages.
Right, yeah.
Which are holding their own.
Yeah, and a lot of that's driven by demand as well.
So what happened to the stock market? Talking. Last week was a horrible week in the stock market.
Yeah, this past week, last week it was down.
I'm telling you, man, it's
because
the plane went missing.
Was that Bill again? Somebody let him back in?
Please,
yeah, it was the first time since 2011 we had 5 days in a row with a negative market. But, this week we've seen a rebound so far. Over the last 5 days, we see a 1 point.
We found wreckage 125,000 miles off the coast of Australia.
They had a satellite picture, I think. Yeah,
we're going to come back and talk a little bit about company earnings and stuff like that. Stay tuned. We'll try to keep Bill out of this as much as we can.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.